Lilui Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. Simenun Vav. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Lechavein Vanias HaKadosh. What should I have good kavana when he answers Kadosh? The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from Chazal that if somebody answers Amen Yesh Merabba B'chol Kocho, then Hashem rips up any bad gzar din against him. What does it mean, B'chol Kocho? So the Rishonim explain, it means B'chol Kavanaso B'chol Ivarov. That you say the with good intention, and you're thinking about what you're saying. You don't just say the words, you think about what you're saying. The Mishnah Berurah adds on, you also should listen and focus on what the Chazan is saying. Because when you answer, Mein Yesh Mei Rabba, you're responding to what the Chazan is saying. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Chazan is saying Kaddish, you shouldn't even be thinking about Divrei Torah. I feel Ahar B'Divrei Torah Usser B'Shah She'Chazan Omer Kaddish. Even that you shouldn't be doing. Rather, you should be listening and focusing on what the Chazan is saying, and then answer the Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah writes, you should be very careful. Tzarich lizoher ma'od u'ma'od. Very strong language. Be extra, extra careful not to talk during Kaddish and Kedusha. And he quotes from the Masechta Derech Eretz that Rabbi Chama saw Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was leading thousands of camels full of anger from Hashem. And what were they? They're there to punish those who were speaking during Kaddish and Kedusha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a story from the Sefer Chassidim that one Chassid saw in a dream his friend who had just died, and his friend had a very pale, green-looking face. He said, why do you look so pale? He said, because I used to talk when the Sheikh Tzibur was saying Vayichulu, Maginavos, and Yiskadal of Kaddish. Wow. And then the Maisa, he quotes another story from the Mate Moshe, that a Chacham saw his friend in a dream who was already Nifter, and the friend had a Kesem B'mitzcho, disfigurement in his forehead. He said, what happened to you? He said, I wasn't careful not to talk during Kaddish. So the Mishnah Berurah, as we know, was a Musa Sefer too. And he quotes these stories on purpose. We have to be very, very careful not to talk during the Kaddish, and think about what the Chazan is saying, and then respond with the Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, what does Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba mean? It means, may his great name be blessed forever and ever. May his great name be blessed forever and ever. That's what it means. Oh. It's interesting that there is a mitzvah to sanctify Hashem's name. Mimikadei Shem Shemayim. It's based on a pasuk, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And some of the Achronim say that every time a person recites or answers Kaddish, he is fulfilling this mitzvah. You should think about fulfilling this mitzvah. Be Mekaddish Shem Shemayim. Now, what exactly is Kaddish all about? So the Pashup Shad is, after Bnei Yisrael went into Golus of Bayis Rishon, this tefillah was established, and it relates to the terrible Chil Hashem. The Bnei Yisrael were in Golus, and we daven for the future rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, when Hashem's name will be totally exalted and sanctified by the whole world ultimately, forever. And that's what we're asking for and davening for when we say Kaddish. Well, the Shulchan Aruch writes, one should answer it B'kol Ram, and saying it out loud, Mishnah Berurah explains, adds to your kavana. You shouldn't yell to the point that people will make fun of you, but it should be out loud. It adds to your kavana. The Shulchan Aruch says, "L'shara larutz kedei shmol kaddish." You should try to hurry to hear the kaddish. Why? Because it's a big mitzvah to answer Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Amen Yesh Mei Rabba overrides kedusha and modim." So if you happen to hear both, you should answer Amen Yesh Mei Rabba instead of answering Kedusha. The Ramah says, V'yesh lamod kishonin kaddish. You should stand. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions. Some say this means that if you're standing, you should continue standing. But others are machmir to always stand when you recite kaddish or when you answer kaddish, when you listen to kaddish. And that is the custom amongst the Ashkenazim, that we stand when we respond when we listen to Kaddish. The Rama says, if you come to the Beis Knesses and you hear the Kaal say, answering Kaddish, you can say it with them, even though you didn't hear the Yiskadal v'Yiskadash of the Shliach Tzibur. Now, what does that mean? So it's as follows. Let's say you come in and the Tzibur is up to Mevarach Le'olam Ameil Maya. So then you would say Yehei Shmei Rabba, but you would not say Amen, because you didn't hear what the Chazan said. Yehei Shmei Rabba, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a Shevach Be'apei Nafshei. It's its own separate praise of Hashem. Oh. Now, if you enter the Shul and you hear the Tzibur saying Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, even though you didn't hear the Chazan say the first part of Kaddish, then the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to say the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba with them, because you're mitzarev together with the Tzibur. That's actually a very lemaisa psak. Rav Nevensal quotes, if you're davening in one minyan, and you hear Kaddish from another minyan, you should stop and answer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, unless it's mafriya lo lispalo. Then you're putter. If it's going to throw off your kavana with your davening now, then you're putter from answering. If you're learning Rav Nevensal writes, you should stop and answer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. But if you're melamed l'rabim, you're teaching to others, then you don't have to stop. Okay. Now we'll go back. The Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion here of diyukim in the pronunciation of the Kaddish. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say yiskadel v'yiskadesh as opposed to yiskadal v'yiskadash. This is a big machlokas in the various sidurim, and the Mishnah Berurah says to say it with the tzere. The words divra, you should be careful to say it as two separate words, not divra, that's as if it's one word, but two words, divra. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes that after the word chirusei, you should have a small stop, because the word chirusei goes back on the iskadal v'iskadal shemei rabot, v'yama divra chirusei, with a small comma. A lot of people don't do that. They say, chirusei v'yamich malchusei. But the Mishnah Berurah Taka says that you should have a small break after Chirusei. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Shliach Tzibur is Marich Harbei Benigun for Imru Amen, you shouldn't wait to say Amen when he finishes. You see, the Amen goes back on Bagalobi's Mankariv for Imru Amen. The Amen goes back to Bagalobi's Mankariv. So you should say the Amen close to that. So if the Chazan is singing away V'imru Amen, then your Amen becomes disconnected from the word that's going on. Oh, so Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz says that there are two choices. On the Yomim Noraim, during the Nigun, sometimes there's a very long Imru Amen. So he says either the Tzibur should be taught to answer Amen before the Chazan finishes V'imru Amen, or the Chazan should work out his niggin that the long part is Baglobi's Mankariv, and the Imru Amen is relatively short, and that way the Amen, after Imru Amen, really does connect back to the Baglobi's Mankariv. That's the way to apply this line of the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says something that's very lemaisa. When you answer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, Yafsik Ksas, Bein Amen L'Yehei Shmei Rabba. You should have a small stop between the Amen and Yehei Shmei. Why? Because the Amen is saying Amen to the previous sentence which you heard from the Chazan. And Yehei Shmei Rabba is its own Shevach. So clearly they're linked. It's a total of eight words, and that's discussed why it's the eight words are all together. But it's not really one sentence. It's Amen to the previous, comma, Yehei Shmei Rabba. Similarly, and this is very lemaisa, when you say modim derabanan, you say amen, then you say modim. Now the amen is not part of modim. The amen is amen to the previous bracha, hamachazir shechinaso letzion. So you're supposed to say amen, a little break, modim anachnu lach. Sometimes people just sort of read one right into it. Sometimes chazanim say machazir shechinaso letzion modim as if it's one thing. That bracha is the bracha of Ritzei, and modim is something new. So that's pointed out here by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Chazan should also say Yehei Shmei Rabba quietly, belachash, But it's very unclear why it should be quiet. Rav Nevensal writes, L'chor, we should say it out loud. If anyone's still davening, they should listen to the chazan to hear him say it out loud. So there are two customs. Some say quietly, and some say it out loud. Oh, the Mishnah points out there are 10 praises of Hashem in the Kaddish, which correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. You have Yisgadal v'Yisgadash, that's two. Then Yisbarach v'Yishtabach v'Yisboar v'Yishamam v'Yisnaseh v'Yishadar v'Yishalev v'Yishalo. That's eight more. That's a total of 10 corresponding to the Aseres HaDibros. Every time we answer Kaddish, we are declaring our awareness of Hashem, our belief in Hashem, and we're asking and davening that Hashem's name should be praised forever and ever. And this is a mitzvah of Enikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Victor Mirzatzal would often say that a good thing to do would be to have something specific in mind when you're saying may Hashem's name be blessed forever and ever. Think of something specific in your own life. He says, have in mind that you're healthy. Yesh mei rabba. Have in mind you have children who got married. Yesh mei rabba. And the list goes on and on and on. It's a good way to focus your kavana. Hashem, your name should be blessed forever and ever. Thank you for this and thank you for that. And you daven that Hashem's name should be recognized by everyone forever, just like you recognize Hashem. And you're praising him for whatever you have in mind. You daven that Hashem should be recognized by everyone and praised by everyone in the future. Forever and ever. Okay, this is a classic example of the Mishnah Berurah being not just a halacha sefer, but also a mussar sefer as well.